And now, Michiana Chronicles, a series by area writers about their daily lives. This week, Heather Curley Novak talks about the New Year's Revolution.
When I realized I would be chatting with you fine WVPE listeners on New Year's Day, I wondered what fresh insight I could offer. I am not clever enough to reintroduce New Year's resolutions. I have never even been close to successful in accomplishing even one of mine. Ever. I figured to truly have a fresh thought for this fresh new year of 2016, I had to start anew. I had to ask someone younger, much younger, like six and a half. My daughter Portia agreed to help, and this is what happened. I asked what she thought about a whole fresh new year starting. She said, "It sounds wonderful." Then I asked, "Portia, what are your New Year's resolutions for 2016? She leaned in and said, "What are revolutions?" I explained that New Year's resolutions are a standard custom for people around us to choose some things we want to do better and list them to focus on improving them in the next year. Portia said she thought that sounded like a good idea. Now, I have tried and failed, like most of you, to accomplish resolutions, some of which have been stop swearing, stop eating all the food all the time, exercise more often than once in a while. You know, sometimes I fantasize about actually being fit. And it all ends there, folks. Here's a spoiler alert. I'm 30-something. 30 plus 14, but who's counting? And still cussing, still hungry, still grouchy. I still leave dirty dishes in the sink too long and still overweight. Happy New Year! I figured Portia might have better ideas for New Year's resolutions than I did. So I asked her what three things she would like to personally improve upon in 2016. Here is what she said. Number one, I want to be a good artist. Number two, this year, my birthday, I really want to prove it can be a ninja birthday. And number three, that I am really good in school. Then I asked Portia what she thought my top three New Year's resolutions for 2016 should be. And she said, number one, being a better mommy, teaching me and Libby, my younger sister, how to be a better mom when we grow up. I asked how I would do that, and she said I should do my best at being a great mama by showing them how to behave. Number two, you should teach me how to be a better artist and be better at art by practicing the rest of this year in your new mama coloring book you got for Christmas. And number three, you should try being better at baking because you just need practice. Because I think you can practice and practice over and over again and be a professional like Grace the American Girl doll that I have that was Girl of the Year in 2015. Okay, those seem doable, except for all the baking. There is no way we are opening a French bakery like her doll in the books. Now, I'd be happy to eat at a French bakery, but this ends there. I thought a younger approach could be accidentally insightful, but at the end of the day, I just do not know. I love the fresh new start of the new year, and I actually love writing down resolutions in my journal using my best handwriting. I just cannot follow through with them. This has happened long enough. I'm about to give up. Or change things. What did Portia call them? Revolutions? Viva la revolution! What if instead of changing a few ugly habits, I say no thanks and have an annual revolution? New Year's revolution, I resolve to not resolve. I resolve to have a revolution in my life where I just take each day as it comes. I do not plan to be any better, thinner, smarter, or tidier than I already am. Instead of pretending I might strive this year, I can just choose to enjoy exactly who I am and what is in front of me. And I don't think that would be settling, really. Rather, it's an upheaval of my old ways and a marvelous sort of New Year's revolution we could all get behind. So rip that blankety-blank list up, pass the Cheetos, and let's skip the gym to sleep in. Happy New Year, my friends. For Michiana Chronicles, this is Heather Curley Novak with assistance from Portia Novak.
Forget about old acquaintance. Instead, we honor flagrants. This night is so cliched. We mix stale traditions with random premonitions, a futile charade.
Michiana Chronicles is heard every Friday morning during Morning Edition at 7:45 a.m. and again at 12:30 p.m. during Here and Now.
A New Year's Revolution.
Michiana Chronicles is a presentation of 88.1 WVPE.